Time now for music, and NPR classical producer Tom Heisinga is back with some new recordings that he's pulled out of his mailbox recently, including this one. Tom, can we just listen to this for the next 8 minutes?
That's fine with me, Guy.
It's beautiful. This is a pianist, Lisa Smirnova, and she's playing music from one of George Friedrich Handel's keyboard suites. By the way, Tom, it's good to see you back here in the studio.
Great to be back, Guy.
This sounds familiar.
I thought you might recognize it. It's the movement has come to be known as the Harmonious Blacksmith, but it's really the only familiar tune from Handel's collection of 8 keyboard suites that are on this new 2-CD set. You know, most pianists, harpsichordists too, I should add, because this music was written for the harpsichord. I mean, if they're going to play Baroque keyboard music, they usually choose music by the big man himself.
The big man meaning Johann Sebastian Bach.
That's right. But, you know, I'm really glad that this album is out because I think it's going to turn a lot of people on to a wide variety of very cool music that is contained here in these suites.
Okay, well, let's hear some of that variety you're talking about.
Okay, each of these suites, I think they kind of have a personality of their own, dictated mostly by how Handel chooses the movement. So there was a kind of a standard way to set up a Baroque keyboard suite, but Handel rarely follows that. For instance, suites usually start with an imposing prelude, but listen to how Handel begins the suite number 2 with this gorgeous slow movement where the melody just floats on air.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Floats on there. It's beautiful.
Want to try something a little more up-tempo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's try one of Handel's jigs. These are kind of dance-type movements, you know. They often cap off a keyboard suite like these. And here's the jig from suite number 1.
It's so delicate, you know, you can imagine her fingers just kind of like dancing on those keys, Tom. The pianist is Lisa Smirnova, and she's playing Handel's keyboard suites. This is one of the recordings that our friend and NPR classical music producer Tom Heisinga has been listening to recently. Tom, what else have you brought us?
Ready for a big change?
Absolutely.
Okay, who doesn't love a kid's choir, right?
Okay. We don't need no education. Tom, this sounds like Pink Floyd, man.
I never thought of it that way.
This is not the Pink Floyd.
No, they're singing in Finnish, actually.
Ah, okay.
And it's a new release by the Tapiola Children's Choir, a choir founded in Finland back in 1963. This record is not devoted to Roger Waters, but instead to Finland's greatest living composer, whose name is Aino Juhani Rautavaara. And this little ditty is about a pig. That comes from a short cycle of songs that Rautavaara wrote for this choir back in 1973.
Pig, like just a domesticated pig, or story there, or just
my kids like pigs.
Yeah, my kids like pigs. These kids sound pretty great, actually.
They are good. You know, the Finns are totally into singing. There's a huge singing culture and singing competitions in Finland, and actually, the Finns are totally into music. The people and the government, they actually believe that music education is a basic human right.
Give me another song from this record, because I'd be interested to hear what else they do.
All right, here's one called The Carpenter's Son, and it's a song that starts out innocently enough with a choir repeating the Finnish word for shavings, like wood shavings, and they're mimicking the back-and-forth sound of the carpenter shaving the wood with his plane.
I'm telling you, Tom, it's just a matter of time before progressive rockers discover these guys as a background choir.
Or, you know, hip-hop people could sample
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. You know, perfect.
That's a Tapiola choir from Finland with a new release. It's one that our friend Tom Heisinga has been listening to lately. Tom is the classical producer with NPR Music. Tom, what else you got?
How about a hyper piano?
Okay. Tom, that hyper piano sounds like it's medicated. Not that hyper.
But just wait. In a moment, we'll hear it in its full cry mode, so to speak.
All right.
This hyper piano, like the hyper cello and the hyper violin, is the brainchild of the composer of this piece, Todd Machover. He's a professor of music at MIT's Media Lab, and that's where he heads up this Opera of the Future group. And it's where he created these hyper instruments, which basically they use technology to extend their sounds and their reach and their expressive possibilities.
So is this like a prepared piano? Like he's put things into the...
No, not so much. He starts with a Yamaha Disclavier grand piano, which is a sophisticated player piano. Mm-hmm. Then he's created the software that when the pianist, and in this case it's Michael Chertok we're listening to, when he plays a note, that note could do several things. It could trigger a volley of additional predetermined notes, which will be played by the Disclavier, and or the software could like process those notes played, making them sound different, or process them and send them back to be played by, again, by the Disclavier. And it also actually allows for notes to, like, to multiply, for them to speed up, almost like fireworks, and we can hear that in this final movement of Machover's piece called Jeu d'eux. We'll hear the piano by itself kind of for just a few moments, and then, well, you'll hear it.
I like that. I did not see that. I did not hear that coming. Did not expect that explosion.
Lots of notes.
That's a piece for hyper piano and orchestra. It's by Todd Machover. That's Tom Heisinger. He's the classical producer at NPR Music. You can hear more about his picks today at the blog Deceptive Cadence, and you can find that at nprmusic.org. Tom, thanks again.
Guy, it's always a pleasure.